Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, today's show should start with some bad news.
Well, some bad news. Who knew that people were such prudes in 2019? Ugh. A Conway, prunes? Arkansas police officer.
Did you say prudes or prunes?
Prudes.
Prudes.
Oh, yeah, not prunes.
I like dried raisins.
Yeah, no, that'd be wonderful.
Or no, everyone undried prunes. Raisins.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Hydrated raisins. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't love a wet raisin?
Oh, boy. So a Conway, Arkansas police officer has been suspended after he was recorded dancing last month at a Little Rock nightclub. He was dancing.
What is this, Footloose?
Totally naked, which I imagine was something like this.
Oh.
Officer Sebrin Hackett was suspended without pay for 30 days in order to complete remedial training. He was off duty and appeared to be highly intoxicated when he removed all of his clothes at appropriately named Discovery Nightclub on October 13th. Quote, your actions have brought discredit and embarrassment upon the Conway Police Department, and you could have resulted in your arrest for public intoxication. The real story here, inside of the story, is that he didn't actually get arrested for public intoxication after getting totally nude at Discovery Nightclub.
I feel like with this song, especially playing in the background, I feel like there had to have been like some type of helicopter action happening.
As it turns out, though, this is inaccurate. This is just what I assumed it sounded like. It turns out he was actually dancing totally naked to a much different song.
No way.
Do we know what song that was?
We do.
No way.
Yes. He got totally naked to Journey's Don't Stop Believin'. Surrounded by onlookers, he stumbled into a table. Grabbed by a security guard, he then pushed away the security guard and stumbled out on the dance floor and kept dancing naked.
Journey does make you feel some type of way.
I knew we were talking about prunes.
Two security officers eventually escorted him, still naked, away from the crowd, who thought it was hilarious. He was not charged with a crime, and the department is, quote, looking into the officer's actions, even though they said that he embarrassed the department, and so that's why he has to get suspended and go through the remedial training once again.
He just likes to party.
Yeah, right?
So, I mean, you remember the last story we talked about a year ago about a cop dancing? Do you remember what happened?
No.
It was on a dance floor, a viral video, dude, like, does a backflip. Hits it, and then his gun goes off.
Oh, that's right. He was an off-duty cop, not in uniform.
Yeah,
but he had a gun on him.
Wasn't naked, though.
No, fully clothed. But
drops a backflip, gun goes off, shoots some guy in the femur.
Yeah.
And, he was fired.
As well he should have been.
Still less embarrassing, though, because he did hit that flip.
He did. He had some pretty good moves. He's now on the Jabberwockies.
I was like, if you could hit that flip nude, now we're talking.
Wow.
Now we're talking.
And some good news today. A New Hampshire grandmother is sending 100,000 holiday cards to troops around the world. She's a full-time clinical psychologist, lives in Hollis, New Hampshire. In her spare time, she runs her nonprofit, which is called Holiday Cards for Our Military Challenge, which she calls a passion project. This year, sending out 100,000 cards to troops that serve the United States around the world.
See, at first I thought that she was the one who was writing them herself.
No, she collects them. Like, so she said she's received, right?
That would have been the worst hand cramp ever.
That you wrote anything at any extended period of time. Like, I feel like my hand has gotten so weak over the years. Because after about a half page, my hand's just cramping up. I'm like, what happened to this thing?
You sign in your Christmas cards or whatever. Like, that's the only thing I'll, like, sign on a regular basis at this point.
Other than, of course, all of the autographs when you're out in public.
Well, yeah, that too. Yeah, I mean, I usually get swamped.
Yeah.
But usually I have my people take care of them.
Right, yeah. Just shoo them off.
It's just a stamp.
Don't get out. So, I mean, this is an amazing story on many levels, though, because, I mean, sending out 100,000 letters, even collecting 100,000 letters is pretty damn impressive. But to do that, the cheapest stamp you can buy is 47 cents.
So stamps are 47 cents now?
Wow.
Well, no, that's if you buy and print stamps online using stamps.com. They are 55 cents if you go to the post office.
Really?
Whoa, why? Why are they more expensive?
I mean, it seems so expensive, but also, what a deal. If you do think about it. I mean,
it used to be a quarter.
Yeah, I know.
It used to be a quarter.
You can take a piece of mail and it'll literally arrive in somebody else's mailbox across the land,
days
clear
later,
across the country, for 55 cents.
Or I can or text them or immediately or call them.
But it's not the same.
It's not the same type
shut
of
up.
Sentiment.
It's not
no.
the
mail
same.
Shut
up. You suck.
How? You don't get hyped up whenever you get a card in the mail?
No. It's a bill. 900 out of 900 times. It's a bill.
But what if it's not a bill?
Of course it's a bill.
It's always a bill.
Imagine if you stopped getting your bills in the mail. Imagine what a mess that would be.
And everybody who sent me cards is now dead because they're my great-grandparents.
Everyone else lives like within a couple miles of them. Yeah. So he doesn't appreciate getting the card in the mail. That's his problem.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Getting a care package. It doesn't sound like you'd appreciate it.
I'm just saying, it's not as amazing as you think, Dave. The 55 cents. I feel like we're getting
What else can you do for 55 cents?
All sorts of things.
Like what?
Philip, put air into my tires.
No, you can't.
My car.
Yes. No, you
that
can't. It's a dollar.
It costs a dollar.
I just had to do it this morning.
There you go. Boom. It's free. Because it's getting cold outside. No. So, yeah.
If you go inside and you say, because they're not allowed to charge for air.
Yes, they are.
No, they are not.
They have a quarter thing on the air machine.
You can go in and say, hey, I want some air. They'll give you a token, and then you can go out there and use it for free because it's against the law in many states that you cannot charge for air.
So what are they doing bamboozling us?
You're fools like you are getting bamboozled.
It's not fools like us. That's how the system works. If you put a little paywall there, you pay it in order to get it.
Or you know how the system works and you go inside.
You're scamming them out of 75 cents worth of air, you cheap son of a bitch.
That's what you guys are falling prey to.
I mean,
don't know if this is true.
I don't think it's true, first off. I think that Mahoney's just trying to embarrass us in front of a bunch of gas station clerks.
Yeah.
And secondly,
excuse me, ma'am, can I get some air?
Like, once a year I have to get air in my tires when the weather starts to change.
Yeah.
I think I'll plunk down for the $1 a year.
But no, but if I can get it for free, I want to go up too. But here's the thing. I don't know if that's true.
I think he's a liar.
No, I put nitro in mine.
Nitro?
Nitro.
Now you're definitely lying.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You can't even keep your lies straight. You just went, I do.
Or no, I don't pay for it, but I do get nitro in my tires. I go to Ted Wien's. They do it for free.
But that's not the one at the gas station that has a little dollar thing on it. That's different.
It's a law, man.
It's not a law.
It is a law.
It's
Look
not
it
a law.
Look it up.
It's not a law.
Thank you.
California has one. If you buy gas, they have to provide free air, but that's it.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Dave, what would happen if your daughter got a little older and told you she wanted to start a career in rap? Maybe in the same vein as that Dr. Phil chick. Would you support that, or would you put the hammer down real quick?
Message deleted.
You're talking about the Cash Me Outside girl.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Huh?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch you outside?
If you're not familiar with her work, though.
Look, these be like, you see me in a bike. You talk hella but don't say it in person. Won't catch me off guard on no boulevard. I'm four in my car. Am I driving my guard? Water dripping. Come take a peek. You in a trailer.
Bad baby. Bad Bobby. How do you
Bobby.
Say
Bobby.
Bobby. Bobby. Yeah, so she is 16 years old now.
And I feel she's been around forever. Like, right? I feel like she was 16 when she was talking like that.
She is worth $4 million, they're saying.
So this is only going to inspire more idiots and dumb people to have children who are disrespectful and try to get just clout.
Fame
any way that they can.
To answer your question, if my daughter, who is, you know, going on 4 years old, she's 3 years old right now, just one day woke up and started dropping bars like Eminem, I'd be like, oh, like, okay, you got something here. But if you're just like, I want to be a rapper. The thing with rap is that it's very much, it feels like something that everyone feels like they're good at doing.
Yeah.
But very few people actually are.
It's hard.
I mean, when Shaq has dropped like 3 albums, Deion Sanders has dropped several albums, Colonel Sanders has dropped a rap album. It's, it's something, yes, everybody could do, but
it's
certainly...
not does it well. Nobody does, like, not very few people do it well.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people do it, very few should, and, I have a feeling that things are going to end real bad for Bad Baby, unfortunately.
You think
bad
so?
Baba.
I mean, you're 16 and you're already this much of a mess. It's just, yes, you've made a bunch of money off of dumb internet fame, but
Do you know where she was born?
Where's that?
Bonton Beach, Florida.
No, Bonton Beach.
Bonton Beach.
Not.
Yes. She's
kidding
not.
Me.
She is from Bonton Beach.
She's not.
You're kidding me. Holy smokes.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, everyone. Have any of you actually considered suing someone? And what was it over? Like, I have a friend that fell at a store the other day, and he's honestly considering suing because they didn't have any warning signs up.
Message deleted.
Warning signs are pretty important, I think, though. I don't know about suing. That's kind of dramatic.
I've never sued anyone.
No.
I don't want to ever sue anyone.
I don't have the money to go to court.
I'll sue the hell out of anybody who has done me wrong.
Anybody?
Anybody. Everybody. Family, not family. Friends, not friends. None of you are safe.
Oh, my God. What would it take?
I
like,
don't know.
Just like something little?
Are you suing anyone right now?
No, I thought about it, though.
You
no
did.
Way.
He's going to sue that lady who he got into the car accident with.
Were you?
Well, I had a
You're
problem.
Such yeah, a dirtbag, man. Why?
What an elderly
no.
woman.
No, because here's
old
the
old lady.
Well, yeah.
What's wrong with you?
No. One of our friends, who's a lawyer, was telling me, you know, he's like, hey, man, don't look at it like the fact that you're suing the old lady because she's not going to pay a dime out of pocket. It's the insurance companies. And he makes a pretty good point because when have any of us ever had a chance to, you know, I mean, when have the insurance companies ever really benefited us?
No, insurance is such a scam.
I've spent probably $100,000 over the course of my life on insurance.
Well, no, but
it still
does affect her, though. Like, it makes her insurance
she's
go
71,
up.
She's going to be dead soon.
Oh, my God.
She's not going to be paying those insurance premiums for 50 years.
And you also made it seem like you got in this horrible accident, a head-on collision.
I was on a head-on collision.
No, it was in a parking lot.
Yeah.
See?
She was 15, 20 miles an hour. And I stopped.
It barely dented your car, man.
But,
and you're
going
to sue an old lady?
My car.
What is wrong with
my
you?
My car
you're
held
a monster.
Up. I've got a beautiful.
That's what I mean.
I've got a beautiful Toyota Avalon, and it has been sullied, Dave. I didn't do it. But he was making a good case for me to do it. I probably wouldn't have felt bad had I do it. I just don't want to have to go down. I just don't want to have to go to, like, and do anything, really.
Is he going to do a pro bono for you?
No,
you
man.
Decide?
No. No.
Huh.
No.
Sounds like he was giving you advice for a reason.
Yeah, no, he would make money too. That's how it works. Like when you go to a lawyer,
I'm aware,
and they sue somebody for you, they get a chunk. That's how
I
they
know.
Make their money.
I am aware that's how that works.
Wow.
Just
but
seems
I don't
a little,
feel, I don't feel bad.
A little special.
I don't feel bad for taking money from an insurance company. Plain and simple, I just don't.
No, insurance lady, is a scam.
It doesn't matter if it was an old lady. Old lady almost killed me.
Somebody's
ruined my
mother.
Car. And on top
she
of that,
did not almost kill you.
And on top of that, Dave,
going 5 miles an hour in parking lot.
I had a Don Tortaco burrito and a Mexican Coke in my car that were ruined.
Mm.
Ruined my
the emotional
entire day.
Distress.
Yes.
Please leave
you know when I'm hungry?
After the tone.
What kind of social media person are you? Do you post something and then just keep refreshing it to see how many likes or how many comments you get? Or you post something or you don't care? And how many times have you had to delete something because you just thought it was wrong or people were just giving you a lot of flack about it?
Message deleted.
First off, everyone that's a reg on social media is always checking to see who's liked their stuff. If you say that you don't, I think you're lying.
Yeah.
I mean, depends on how closely you want to say you check. I mean, I will check back. I don't, like, go through, like, if you've got, like, a photo that has several hundred likes on it. I'll
oh, yeah. I don't, like, thumb through and,
yeah,
like, see
I think
every
that's
person
talking
that's done
about.
It. Yeah, no, I don't care.
But I will say on Twitter, if I post something that I think is really funny and after, like, an hour it has gotten
only
no
like,
engagement.
Only, like, one like.
And
like,
it's like.
Oh man, that was a good joke.
The one guy who likes just everything, no matter what. And you're like, man.
Although, shout out to that guy.
Shout out to that guy.
Shout out
to
that guy that likes everything every time.
I'm appreciative. I am appreciative of that guy.
I am a liking whore on social media. I'll just like all that stuff. Like if I'm linked up with somebody, I'm like, your jokes suck, my honey. Link.
My jokes are funny.
Dollar Loan Center presents X107.5's Holiday Havoc, featured artist, the 1975.
Are you about to give us a showcase?
Got some good jokes in there?
Yeah, I had a good one from last night that I didn't post.
Uh-huh.
I was looking at my drafts.
Your drafts. Like,
shut up. I was like, happy insert holiday here. Or happy insert holiday. Here's a selfie of me with nothing related to this particular holiday, but thanks for the attention and likes.
Wait, like, send it. Send it out to the Twitter.
No, I'm going to wait for something besides Veterans Day.
Oh.
Wait for Christmas.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So Google has been working on a top secret project with a leading healthcare company to gather millions of Americans' health data without them knowing it.
Why would a company gather millions of people's health data without their knowledge?
I'm sure it's for a good reason.
It's to help us, right?
It's to help us, yes.
Wouldn't it be to find some way for other companies to make money off of our health and our sickness?
No, yeah. I mean, by like predicting people's illnesses and things like that and having all of that data mined, I'm sure that people won't use it against humans that are sick.
Yeah, like I'm sure Google would never ever think about partnering with an insurance company and using that to raise premiums. I guess that would never happen, right?
So the Wall Street Journal first reported this week that the company has teamed up with Ascension, the second largest healthcare services company in the world, for a project that has been codenamed Nightingale. So first off, secret project, accessing millions of people's data without their knowledge, and then having a secret code name and it being Nightingale. All of this sounds above board. This is great. Two companies announced a collaboration in a press release when they revealed that the Ascension data would move onto Google's cloud platform, and Google will now have access to the patient's test results, diagnoses, and the hospitalizations to give them a full digital health history.
Oh, my gosh. This is terrifying.
When did Google stop being the good guys? You remember when Google was like the trustworthy one
they were,
out there?
Wasn't it do no evil? Wasn't that the Google slogan?
Yeah.
Because they realized that they weren't getting a piece of the pie.
They were making plenty of money. Like, what's wrong with you guys,
Don't be evil. That was what their corporate code of conduct was, do no evil. And again...
Although I don't know if that's really settling either, if you have to have like the corporate...
The first line.
Hey, don't do evil today.
Don't be evil. Don't be evil.
Still, like, it's... Don't murder babies.
So this is just one of
the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Jeez.
I mean, don't kick puppies in the face.
Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Why would you kick a puppy?
Exactly.
Google would.
So YouTube could ban your account if you block ads.
This is important. Yeah. And not just your YouTube account. They're talking about your Gmail account here. So if you are using an ad blocker and you're they're not really specifying how they're determining whether or not they're going to block you if you use an ad blocker or not. But you can lose access to your Gmail, and to me that makes me almost want to not even go anywhere near YouTube whatsoever and migrate all of my stuff from Gmail to something else that I'm not interconnected. Being interconnected is great when you think about it in a certain way. You know, you're like the ease of use for having your Google account, being able to log into YouTube and whatever else they have, documents, Google Drive, all of that. It's all nice being in one place. But if they can use this to extort you because you're using an ad blocker, now you're going to be blocked out of your email. That is
dirty, man.
That is scary as hell. And you and I are both users of the Google Drive or in the whatever the Google Premium service where you get extra space. So I'm like, I don't know if does that exempt us. Also, Google Chrome. The reason why so many people switched over to Google Chrome from Firefox and especially Internet Explorer was because the ability to add a ad blocker from the Google Store was, like, seamless.
Yeah.
And that's why I used Chrome. And now I'm like, I'm rethinking if I'm just going to continue, because Firefox is back and Firefox is actually pretty good again.
Let's start a revolution. Who wants to, no more Google, just Bing only.
So YouTube
This could be the thing that makes Bing.
This could be the Bing thing. This is the Bing thing.
It could be. This is what could force us to, like, use Bing.
Yeah. So speaking of the big tech companies, which every single day it seems like we're talking about how there's another tech company doing something awful out there. But Microsoft, Amazon, Google, Snap, Facebook, Apple, they all say that they are in the race right now to replace iPhones with smart glasses.
What's Facebook, Apple?
Facebook/Apple.
Where they're like, they are Amazon. Together.
No. He's just listing all the companies.
Sorry. Yeah. There's not a comma there. I thought they were together. I was like, Facebook, Apple.
What the heck?
Did they make
the
merger?
Apple's headset is reportedly set to launch in 2022, but the first model is the size of the Facebook Oculus Quest virtual reality headset. Smaller glass size versions say it's due to launch in 2023 to attract more people. So it's not going to be an immediate thing, but then the next, 4 to 5 years, they're trying to make this a real thing. I don't know. It just seems really obnoxious.
Snapchat tried it. They looked stupid.
Google tried it.
Google
really
tried
stupid.
It's not going to, unless it becomes faster than the actual, your hands. And I don't think your eyes are, like, you ever try to do one of those things like where it like follows your eyes around? Your eyes aren't nearly as fast as your fingers.
Man, you ever try to pass a field sobriety test?
Hey, Farrah and the fake morning shoes. Wait, fake morning. Dave Farrah and the fake news morning show.
You know you're putting fake news out there.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news.
I'm a liar. Yeah, I'm a liar.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents Fake News Farrah.
Jose is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Hello, Jose. How you doing, man?
I am doing awesome, guys. How you doing?
Excellent. Thank you for joining us today. Tell us about your fake news radar. You good at spotting fake news?
I hope so. I listen to you guys almost every morning. We have a brand new baby. She's 11 months old.
Oh, wow, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Every morning I listen to you guys with her when I go on my walk. So.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Wow.
Well, I hope you win today. I've
just
got butter three.
He's just buttering up his babies. trying to soften us up.
You got me good, Jose. That's so precious.
It worked.
That's my fourth kid, and I'll butter you guys up a little bit more.
All right, man. So here's how it works. I got three stories for you. All of them sound like they're fake. Only one of them actually is fake. It's your job to spot the fake story, and Mahoney and Audrey can help you through this. They have no idea which one is actually fake and which ones are real. So here we go. The first one, a Mississippi court has ruled that close to 60 men suing a woman they all met individually on Tinder could pursue a class action suit against her. The plaintiff, representing the group of 58 men ranging from 22 to 56 years old in age, claims they all had unprotected relations with Maggie Thompson, 53, who intentionally gave them crabs.
Oh.
The decision comes 2 months after the group filed a motion for class certification seeking to include 37 men over the 24 months specified in the lawsuit, in addition to those originally named. The lawyer representing the class action lawsuit believes that there are potentially many more victims. The defendant's lawyers argued that his client suffered from an extreme allergy to latex and could not use latex-based protection in any form while satisfying her demanding libido with men she met online.
Oh, my God.
The defendant's lawyer was also forced to release information confirming that his client had interacted with over 200 men in the past 2 years on Tinder alone, of which he admitted half ended in real-life interactions.
Oh.
Woo-wee.
Do they still make those lambskin ones?
They make them for sensitive bodies as well.
Is that not a thing anymore? I don't know.
So that is story number one. We'll call it crabs. Story number two, we shall call Crisco.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
A semi-trailer truck stolen from a towing company was carrying approximately 36,000 pounds of Crisco sticks.
Hell yeah.
Destined for a Publix distribution center in Lakeland, Florida. In addition, police say that thieves broke into another trailer containing boxes from the Amazon distribution center. A number of boxes were opened and their contents removed. Not immediately known what was stolen. Police are investigating the theft and have yet to locate the truck or the 36,000 pounds of Crisco that was inside.
Old Maggie Thompson may not use condoms, but that Crisco. No,
look
not,
out.
Not latex-based.
And the third and final story. We'll call pigeons, okay? So we got crabs, we got Crisco, now we got pigeons. A Florida man is
Why
being...
Why am I hungry?
Go fry up some
pigeons. A Florida man is being sought by authorities after the owners of a religious store said that he broke in with a bucket on his head and made off with their pricey pigeons. May and Nelson Hernandez, the owners, said the burglary happened right after closing on a Friday evening when the man with a bucket on his head and a trash bag around his shoulders jumped the fence and broke into their store. Surveillance video showed the thief making off with a cage filled of pigeons that they say are worth thousands of dollars. Is that true? Are pigeons worth thousands of dollars?
Yeah, homing pigeons.
Okay, this burglary comes after one back in May where two people robbed the store, and it led the Hernandezes to have to beef up security. They added that this incident was especially painful as it happened just before the holidays.
Oh, man.
That one seems a little faulty to me because thieving some pigeons with a bucket on your head and you're trying to escape, I feel like that would be like your head would be donging all over the place.
That one is 100% real.
You could black market some Crisco. You know what I mean? You can resell it. So maybe not.
I would put money that last one is real.
You think so?
I think that just sounds so realistic. Like, I feel like that is way more realistic than 60 dudes coming together to sue a woman for crabs, because nobody sues somebody for crabs. If it was like herpes or HIV or something horrible, but like crabs, man, just get your roommate's buzzer.
Your roommate's buzzer.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine?
Of course that's what happens.
All right. And then your roommate has that. That's foul. Don't get your roommate's
buzzer. You shave it all. You can just get rid of them. I feel like Crisco is real. I feel like
Mahoney's been my roommate for 3 years, and I've gotten crabs 60 times. I'm suing him. All right, Jose.
All you can eat.
Time to make a guess. Which one do you think is the fake news?
I'm not going anything against Tinder. All the crazy stuff that happens on Tinder, and my brother and my sister being on Tinder. I don't believe you could get rid of 36,000 pounds of Crisco. And then the other one with the pigeons. I know some pigeons are pretty expensive, so understanding how much 36,000 pounds of Crisco, that would be my fake news.
You sure about that?
I hope I'm sure. I want to take the baby out.
Guess another one. Guess another one.
Was it the pigeon?
Guess again. One.
Oh, God, really? It was a Tinder?
Oh, there you go.
Of course it was. Wow.
Why wouldn't you listen to my reasoning, Jose?
You can't get 60 horny guys together for anything except for that. And you don't get that out of a lawsuit.
Yeah, they're not going to a lawyer afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, God, my wife and my kids are yelling at me. I'm going to get yelled at.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
All right, so this one's going to get you right in the feels, because It literally got me choked up last night when I was watching this over and
over
again.
Are you about to tell us about my friend Alex Trebek?
Yeah, so Alex Trebek, obviously longtime host of Jeopardy. He's been battling this stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Horrible.
And he's still total trooper in there hosting the show. And you know, he's doing what he loves, which good for him, man. He's not letting it slow him down. But there was somebody who was one of the contestants on Jeopardy the other night, and you know how at Final Jeopardy, you write the answer down and you write the amount that you're going to wager first. And then they ask the question and then you write down whatever you think it is. Well, this guy knew that he didn't know the answer to it. So instead of writing down whatever he just thought the answer may be, he just wrote, "We love you, Alex." And Alex actually got a little bit choked up, and it's emotional, man. It really is.
In the title of a groundbreaking 1890 expose of poverty in New York City slums, these three words follow: how the. Drew, you're smiling. I like that. Let's take a look at your response. Did you come up with the right one? No? What is "we love you, Alex"? That's very kind of you. Thank you. Costs you $19.95. You're left with $5. Okay.
Oh, chills over my head. I actually am crying.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Why would you do that to us,
he's
Dave?
He's the best host of all of the hosts of all time. Yeah. He is amazing. He's a massive trooper. I'm getting emotional. I watch Jeopardy in my house every day.
Yeah. Best.
It's so sad.
Best game show host.
I'm like actually in tears. Yeah. Like, Alex Trebek in the house.
Drew, you're smiling. I like that. Let's take a look at your response. Did you come up with the right one? No? What is "we love you, Alex"? That's very kind of you. Thank you. Costs you $19.95. You're left with $5. Okay.
Oh, man.
Why would you do that, Dave?
I'm serious.
Why would you do that?
It's so sad.
It's
but
so sad.
At the same time, like, it really is kind of like a beautiful, totally unexpected moment on TV.
It's super sad.
Well, because he thought that he was... He thought he beat it, and now he is here. And didn't he say recently that he's actually, like, his final days of Jeopardy are coming, like, they're, like, in the imminent future, apparently. Like, he's, like, going to be stopping Jeopardy. He needs to really be focusing on his health, honestly. Like, I'm really surprised he's still hosting.
But he's doing what he loves, you know? It's like once you stop that, then
that's when
you're kind of acquiescing it's about the disease,
you're
know?
You're giving into
and
it.
It's so sad.
Or it's just the, you know, like, you stop doing something, you know, there's something to be said. You know, I don't believe a whole lot in the, you know, like the stupid spiritual healing stuff, But I also believe that, like, having a positive attitude can help things.
Oh,
in
no,
a way.
I mean, that's actually proven. I mean, there's been tons of medical studies about that where they talk about, you know, for some people it's prayer, for some people it's
just
having a
positive
attitude.
I mean, you're not going to pray away cancer. That doesn't work, but having a positive outlook and doing something that you love while you're also seeking medical treatment can help. And
that's just tough, man. It's tough.
Yeah. Best day, I mean, literally, best game show host ever.
Ever, of all time.
There's nobody who can even come close. Looking at you, Steve Harvey, bitch.
So, Jeff Bezos from Amazon is interested in buying an NFL team because, as if he isn't already close enough to becoming Dr. Evil. I actually don't mind Jeff Bezos. Out of all of them, I mean, you think about him versus Mark Zuckerberg, and I go, okay, yeah, Bezos gets the nod there. But he said that he wants to buy an NFL team, and I guess he already has the backing of a lot of the other NFL owners.
Yeah,
and
is this a problem?
If you can imagine how awesome it would be to have an NFL team right now that you wanted to sell to Bezos, because you could literally ask any price that you wanted.
Well,
he has a net worth.
Say any price.
I mean, close to it. So
no, he's not a dummy with his money, though.
What about this? He lives in Seattle. He's always been a Seattle guy.
He's living in Washington now, too, though. He's
Seattle's in Washington.
No.
They want him in Washington, D.C.
Okay. He's in D.C.
He lives in Washington State.
We got to get the Googling now.
The real Washington.
The real Washington is Washington State.
District of Columbia, my
friend.
Okay,
that's not even a state.
Which one existed first, Washington, D.C. or Washington State?
Okay, Australia.
You know a thing called the Louisiana Purchase?
All right, so the...
Where do we get Washington from?
Oh, my God.
Bought it from the French.
So imagine if you had the Seahawks, and you could sell him the Seahawks. Like, what you could ask. It would be the most expensive transaction.
So you think
ever.
It's just going to be like...
It's a vanity play. Like, he wants it because it's a toy. Like, yeah.
Rebuilding type of thing.
Right. Like, I mean, like, if he bought the Redskins, that's almost kind of like a rebuilding thing, right?
Yeah.
But you think about, you know, the Seahawks... that are, you know, right down the road from his house in Seattle, and probably the team that he's always rooted for if he's an NFL guy, which it sounds like he is.
What do you think the cheapest team in the NFL is?
Miami Dolphins.
Possibly right now. I mean, at the beginning, this is a list that Forbes put out at the beginning of the season. But I don't think Miami is, because Miami's actually a pretty big city. So even though they suck.
Jacksonville? Jaguars?
Buffalo.
Buffalo. Yeah.
Buffalo.
But it's still... worth $1.9 billion. So I think even by the Bills, you're probably looking at like 2.5 or 3.
Yeah.
I think then you got Detroit, Cincinnati, Tennessee, Cleveland, Tampa, Arizona, New Orleans, KC. Jacksonville's valued at $2.3 million.
Billion.
But even these, like, the thing is about most of these owners who are, like, the guy who owns the Jacksonville Jaguars, that Shadid Khan is the guy who's the money roll behind AEW, already a billionaire own right.
All these guys already have billions of dollars, and they buy these because it's a vanity thing, but it's also a great business, too.
Yes.
Unless you buy Cleveland.
Not so great. But, there is speculation that the Dan Snyder, the guy who owns the Washington Redskins, who has been lambasted for a long time as the worst owner in the NFL, may try to sell Jeff Bezos the Washington Redskins.
The original Washington, D.C.
Oh, God, you're exhausting.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Redskins valued at $3.4 billion as of the beginning of this season.
I think he gets $5 billion out of Bezos if he sells it to him.
The only reason he wants it is because Trump bought one, or Trump couldn't get one, and now he wants one just to stick it to him.
Yeah.
And he hates it. That's why. The only reason he wants an NFL team.
And I mean, it's pretty cool, though. Yeah. So we forgot one thing very important in Pop Trash, because Mahoney started screaming about how he knows geography better than everyone else.
History, you son of a bitch.
It is Disney Plus Day. Disney Plus Day to everyone.
I downloaded the app, but I didn't install it last night, so it launched a little bit early. I want to watch The Mandalorian, but...
That's the new Star Wars movie, yeah.
With Carl Weathers?
They did a preview on Monday Night Football, which, by the way, the Monday Night Football game last night was a banger. That was a
treat.
Great, great game. But the Disney Plus launch is officially today, so... enjoy that.
Side note, there's also another Disney, like, if you have like DirecTV or Cox or whatever, there's another like Disney one called Disney Now.
Don't
have you ever seen that?
No.
No, I downloaded it because I was trying to get the Disney Plus thing before. I was like, I wonder if I can install it before.
Oh, it's not like one of those scam things like when you go to when you go to Redbox and there's a new movie out and then it's like you rent the animated version of Aquaman or something. No, like, what the hell is this?
The bootleg version.
Yeah. But I was blown away because, I mean, I imagine all the stuff that's on Disney now is going to be on Disney Plus because I haven't looked through Disney Plus. I just know everything is on Disney Plus. But looking on Disney now, there were so many things that, like, I didn't even know existed.
Is it like the HBO Go of HBO?
For Disney.
For Disney. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty legit.
Like, a bunch of Star Wars stuff on there, a bunch of, like, Marvel stuff.
That's cool.
And, like,
But Disney Plus out today, so enjoy.
No! Why did you do that? Why? Why did you do that, Terry?
There is a certain person, a person so vile and arrogant, the middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare, a person which we call Karen. These are the Karen Chronicles.
May I speak to the manager?
So we've all been out somewhere, right? And you've seen somebody screaming at a manager. Generally, her name is Karen. She is always upset. These are all real reviews from around the country, left exclusively by women named Karen. All restaurants featured today on the Karen Chronicles, Mahoney.
Karen will not be silenced, Dave. Her wrath has no fury.
What?
Her has all sorts of fury.
This first one is the Stratford Diner in Stratford, New Jersey. 4.5 out of 5 stars. Victoria F. says 5 out of 5 stars. Tried takeout from the Stratford Diner for the first time. Ordering, picking up, super easy. I got the breakfast sandwich. It's delicious. Mm. Jill M. said 5 out of 5 stars. Never wait. Always a full, normal dinner menu. French fries are amazing.
Dinner all time.
That's great.
I do like that.
Nice. I do like that. And the breakfast all time, too.
Karen P. said 1 out of 5 stars. I ordered the broiled crab and they were really good. And I called and asked if I could speak to the supervisor. And the girl that answered the phone was a total bitch. I told her I wanted to speak to the manager. And she was like, okay, hold. When the manager got on the phone, I thanked him. And he said, thank you, you're welcome. But seemed like he didn't even care. I don't care if you're busy or not. I'm trying to compliment you, jerk. I will never go back eating here again if the manager will not be nice to me. Once he's nice to me, I'll go back.
Whoa, what an entitled little stink.
Nothing even happened. Like, you had good food, you called to compliment them, and
he said
thank you?
What is he supposed to say?
Thankful enough for your thanks? Like, what are you talking about, lady?
Is he supposed to get on his hands and knees and say thank you?
Oh, almighty Karen P.
Oh, man. And also, when is he ever going to be nicer?
Right.
You're not going back until he's nicer? Mm-hmm.
Going to the center of the country here, this is Voltaire in Kansas City, Missouri. Four out of five stars.
Voltaire,
yeah, it's a restaurant, fancy restaurant. Andrew D. said 5 out of 5 stars. Can't believe it took us this long to head down here. It's awesome, great vibe, really cool decor. Denise C., 5 out of 5 stars. Great spot if you want to stay away from that corporate feel downtown, and if you just want a place that's a little bit off the grid. Food is fantastic, drinks amazing. Karen A., 1 out of 5 stars. Most unfriendly and arrogant restaurant in Kansas City. Just called Voltaire to try to order some food for a very important late-night business meeting across the street. First, they refused to take my takeout order. I made my husband call and asked if they could pack it up. And they said no. They'd already talked to me. And they would still not accept a to-go order. The manager, Jamie, who is a complete dumbass, by the way, say their plates are beautifully plated, and that's why they have this rule of no takeout. Jamie, we're adults, and we don't like to do business with children. Can't wait for my upcoming New York City trip so I can experience real service.
Jeez.
I like how she flexed that she's going to New York City soon.
New York City!
And she had a very important late-night business meeting right across the street.
I mean, if it's a fine dining establishment, most of those places don't do takeout.
Yeah, like that. If that's just
it's part of the experience,
call a different restaurant, lady.
And the reason they do that is because they want to give you the best experience with their food.
She just wanted to flex
that she's going to New York City.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we also have one from New York City. This is La Bernardine from New York, New York.
La
Bernardine.
La Bernardine.
It's a fancy restaurant which has 3 Michelin stars.
Oui, oui. This is a
really
3 Michelin stars.
This is one of the most esteemed restaurants.
Which is the highest rating you can get when it comes to Michelin stars. There's only a handful of these in the world.
Wow. Yeah. So the accent works perfect.
Four and a half out of five stars. MCF said 5 out of 5 stars. Exceptional is a word that I think can be associated with this restaurant boasting 3 Michelin stars. It is quite befitting here. Sydney M. said 5 out of 5 stars, 2 cocktails, 2 chef's tastings with wine pairings. Meal surpassed all expectations. Karen B. 1 out of 5 stars. The initial dish of salmon tartare on a caviar and seafood parfait was delicious. One of the finest I've ever had. And then everything went downhill from there. Dish after dish of bland, nearly flavorless food. The salmon and peas tasted more like human waste. The lobster was extremely tough and looked like it was happy to die. The final dish included a piece of Wagyu beef that was both the saltiest, toughest, and most overcooked piece of Wagyu I've ever experienced. And I've had a lot of Wagyu, so I should know. $9 for 1 liter of Pellegrino? Give me a break. On the plus side, they gave me a copy of New York City Zagat 2016, so I can find another place that I'll go to next.
And actually, $9 for a 1 liter of Pellegrino and a 3 Michelin star restaurant is
in New York City is really
exceptionally cheap.
That's really not that bad, lady.
I love that she said the lobster looked like it was ready to die.
Also,
drama.
Also, how do you know what human excrement tastes like, Karen B, or whatever your name
Karen
is?
Karen B-hole.
Jeez.
How are, like, seriously, it's a 3 Michelin star restaurant.
What do you want, lady?
They're served, like, and if it didn't taste good, you could send it back in a restaurant like that.
Sure you can.
Like, they will fix it.
And finally, this is Botto Italian Restaurant, Bistro in Oakland, California. 4 out of 5 stars.
Botto?
Botto, B-O-T-T-O, Botto. DLC said 5 out of 5 stars. I've had consistently better meals at more overhyped restaurants, but this place is fantastic, right up there with the best of the best. Eat here, be happy. Jelvin M. said 5 out of 5 stars, hidden gem. Now every time I dream of food, I think about their sauce in my mouth, and I wake up with a wet pillow.
Oh.
Me too.
Because they're drooling. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh.
And Karen L. said 1 out of 5 stars. This should be 0 stars. We had an extremely frustrating experience and will never revisit here again. We attempted to bring a bottle of wine with us on date night and were turned away because it was against their policy. I spoke to the manager, and after almost a 20-minute argument, he told me we could bring in the bottle of wine for a corkage fee of $30. I told him it was ridiculous. And then he proceeded to tell us that we can leave and wouldn't care if we come back. Okay, we won't come back. I don't care if they do drugs. I'd rather go to Pizza Hut or Olive Garden. At least their managers are nice. Screw you, Botto.
Jeez.
How dare she defame the good, hard-working general managers of an Olive Garden? They've got their name on the front of the building.
Of course I'm high. I work at a Pizza Hut, lady. So NV Energy has hired a fire mitigation specialist here in Nevada. The largest utility company has hired somebody in order to try to deal with all of the fires that are raging across places like California, so that way they don't come to Las Vegas. The fire marshal for the last 7 years at the North Lake Tahoe Fire Protection District is the guy that is going to be the fire mitigation specialist for NV Energy, Mark Reagan. He has worked with the Sierra Fire Protection District and serves as the president of the Nevada chapter of the International Association of Arson Investigators. Wildlife poses an increasing threat to the state and NV Energy customers. Obviously, seeing what the people are going through in California, kind of the more hands on deck before there's a problem is probably a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the rolling blackouts. A lot of people are very upset at PG&E in California. I think it doesn't matter. You know, I mean, it may suck that your power goes out for 24 to 48 hours, but if it's going to help prevent wildfires and mass devastation.
But that's not what people are mad about, man. People are mad because PG&E didn't fix any of the issues that were leading to some of the fires being caused, and they spent billions of dollars on lobbying and marketing instead. Like, they weren't actually doing anything to solve the problems.
Yeah, but still turning, like, saying that them turning off the electricity, that's part of the reason why they're mad as well.
Oh, well, I would be pissed too.
Yes, but you still got to turn it off, even though.
But if you don't do anything to solve the problem,
it's a giant problem.
Yeah,
but
I mean, like, the corporation doesn't get a pass here. Like, they're dirty. NV Energy doing this in advance, while it sounds all above board, which is fine. I mean, ultimately, they're doing it to cover their own ass,
right? Of course, because, so that's with everything.
Yeah, but
well, yeah, it's better than doing nothing and sitting on your ass.
If the end result is that it's better for us, then so be it. Some bad news, guys. At Meadows Mall, say goodbye to Sears. They're closing their doors forever.
The last mall-anchored Sears in the Las Vegas Valley is no more!
When was the last time you guys went into a series?
Was, 21 gun salute. We got three gun salute.
Four, four, okay, four. Four. Five.
Okay, that's enough.
Six. Isn't it supposed to be? Oh, yeah, 21.
I mean, okay, there's seven. Probably actually more shots eight. Fired okay. In the parking lot there.
Nine.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I ain't lying. I miss you.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney, here's what I want you to do. I want you to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. What are you, 1 to 10? Be honest. And then after you rate yourself, rate everybody else in the room.
Message deleted.
I assume he's talking about looks, right? I mean, that seems like the most normal thing.
I was gonna do both.
Looks
for
and
myself.
Personality?
I mean, obviously a 10 personality. Right now, looks department, soft 7. Soft 7.
Soft 7.
Soft 7. But when I get back in shape, hard 8.
So you really do think that you're going to get back in shape?
Yeah. Yeah. It always happens. I just got to get motivated. I'm like a drug addict. You got to hit rock bottom before I do anything.
Yeah.
I see.
Like, that's for me. It's like, you know, if there were something like, I've got a lot of enablers around me, you know. It's like, I don't have to, I mean, outside the videos you see on, like, Instagram and Facebook and stuff of the show, you don't really see me. You don't see me at my job. The only people who see me are you guys, for the most part. My wife.
Hey, you're on national TV. What are you talking about? You are on TV. You're going to be on TV on Friday.
Man, I forgot about that. Yeah, no, standing next to Randy Couture, who's still in amazing shape.
Yeah.
And he's twice my age. Well, way to bring me down. But no, I have to hit rock bottom before anything happens. Plus, my 20-year high school reunion's coming up. But I don't even know if I'm going to go to it now. But I feel like, if I plan on going it, I'll get in shape. Just not because, for me, just to spite everybody else who's gotten fat and ugly.
Okay. I see.
Mostly. Okay. Right. So, Audrey, I would give heart 8, personality, and
looks.
Dave, soft 6 personality.
What the hell?
7 looks. What?
You gave me a far worse personality rating than you.
Yeah.
And then you also gave me
the same
looks rating as
for
you.
Now. For
oh,
now. Until I get back in shape. And I would give a 10 out of 10 personality.
Thank you.
I mean, he is, you know.
Nothing soft about this guy.
And looks wise, I would give Ian probably an 8.5.
All right.
If
you're a
real piece of trash, Mahoney. You suck.
What are you talking? I mean,
worst
like
personality.
He's got the most chiseled angles.
I do.
Like,
check my angles, bro. Check my angles. Joey, this is rude.
He's unique looking. Like, that's the thing. Like, he could model. None of us else. Nobody else are modeling.
Oh,
but
man.
Him over there.
How hurtful. Why don't you waddle your fat ass into that room and go kiss Ian?
Yeah, you want to make out?
I'm so upset.
Yes.
Six, Dave.
How long am I supposed to hold on to all this Halloween candy? I don't want it anymore. A couple of Halloweens ago, I swear I had that candy for like 8 months after the fact.
Message
I'm
deleted.
Keeping it forever now. I got to go eat away my feelings.
Yeah, let's just give it to Mahoney's fat ass so he can eat some more.
Now, my wife made me return. I bought about $220 worth of Halloween candy.
Full-size candy bars?
Full-size candy bars.
And they took them back?
Yeah.
What?
Well, they didn't. I didn't open them.
You still had the receipt?
Yeah. My wife made me keep it. But I would say we went through about $65 worth of candy bars.
Uh-huh.
But they went a little.
Nobody cares what you have to say.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Say, hold on.
We're all mad.
Hold on.
What do you mean I'm
he's
not as
younger,
good as
he's
Ian?
Firmer.
He's a much
Christian.
It
it's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Well, this turned into quite the experience for one guy. This is in Washington State. A bizarre car crash on Friday night ended up with one car on top of another one, according to police.
How?
A driver in the town of Walla Walla was driving a Jeep Cherokee at a high rate of speed, failed to stop at an intersection.
Is that in Washington?
It is.
Okay.
Washington State. The driver hit a large boulder and launched into the air. The vehicle landed on top of another vehicle in the driveway of a residential home.
Was somebody in it?
Pushing both vehicles partially into the garage. No. It was just parked in the driveway. And just boom, boom, right on top.
You're drunk was this dude?
I mean, all the drunks.
I mean, if you hit a boulder and go airborne and land on the roof of another car. Like, you walk out of your house, you're in your robe. You've been laying down, and a car is just sitting on top of your car. Do you just walk back in?
Turn around, and you're like, son of a bitch. I'm going to deal with that in the morning.
Yeah, that's... Oh, boy.
A Florida man chewed up a police car after a cocaine arrest. Let me explain. He was arrested after more than 40 grams of cocaine were found in his possession during a traffic stop. And then he decided to eat part of the arresting officer's patrol car seat.
Hell yeah.
Melvin Stubbs, 37, stopped by police. For driving with a very dark illegal window tint,
which is BS.
I mean, come on.
Like, can we get those rules removed across the country? Like, you can get pulled over because your tint's too dark.
Do you have legal tint on your windows?
Totally legal.
Everybody.
It's like, what is it? It's like you can't have something more or less than like 25%.
It's something
like that.
Garbage.
You go to the place and you're like limo tint all the way around. They're like, you know, that's illegal. You're like, yep, do it.
Even the front window.
Yeah,
don't do the front window.
I'm kidding. I did that.
So I did that on one of my cars, not the limo tint, but I put tint on the front windshield.
Oh, really?
And like night driving became way harder.
Yeah, I bet. I was discovered he had a warrant out for his arrest as well. He. Tried to run away, but was caught and tasered by one of the officers. Police say that they found four baggies of blow inside of his jacket pocket, weighing 41.1 grams, which is a lot of cocaine.
Shoo.
After putting him in the back seat, he chewed and or ate a large piece of the seat, causing at least $1,000 in damage.
So, honestly, that does not shock me at all, because he's probably like, you need to get the oral fixation that comes. We got to chew something.
No,
like, just like gnawing on the back of the seat.
Think of how many just nasty booties.
Sweaty
he wasn't
people.
Caring about that at the time.
I mean, like... Cocaine doesn't make it go that crazy, though. That's
no,
just...
I'm just saying you need the like the chewing, the sensation of like grinding.
Sometimes you got to chew through a police officer's seat in the back of his cruiser. Florida Gators fan by the name of Christopher Honey in Bend, Oregon, lots to unpack here, was arrested Saturday for attempted murder after he shot his lifelong friend after the two argued over the LSU-Alabama game, leaving his friend with birdshot in the back of his head and neck.
Oh, my God.
Cops said that Honey went back to watching the game after shooting his friend and eventually surrendered without incident after finishing watching the game. Police say alcohol was likely a factor.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, Florida won. Like, Florida dominated this past week.
You should have been in a good mood.
Florida wasn't even playing in this game.
LSU
and Alabama.
I know, but you should be in a pretty good mood that Florida won.
I mean, they,
care about...
they smashed. They won like 42-0 or something.
Was it Vanderbilt or whoever they played? It was garbage football.
I wonder if money was involved. Like, I wonder if Florida man had like Bama and the other guy had LSU and he was like, you know what, I don't want to pay you.
This guy's had some problems in the past. In 2010, misdemeanor domestic violence in Florida, convictions in Tennessee between 1987 and 2009, aggravated assault, ID theft, couple of Deweys.
Each thing, he just moved a little further west.
I'm just
going to start swimming out through the Pacific.
It's all coming together now. I see what was going on. Just a big Dick Cheney fan.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because you got Oregon and Wyoming are right there.
I'm really glad you put Cheney on the end of that. I was like, where is this?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I mean, if you were to shoot a friend with birdshot, gotta be the ass.
Gotta be the ass.
Not the back of the head.
Pow, right in the ass.
Ass.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So when you have a day off, maybe Veterans Day this week, or maybe just any other random day, what is it that you miss the least about your daily grind? This one says, I love not dealing with my problem patients on my day off. Don't get me wrong, I love working in the dental field, and I love helping people, but I hate the patient who, no matter what I do, everything is wrong. Either there's too much suction or too little suction, too much water or not enough water, or I'm flossing too hard because I'm really not, though. You just don't take care of yourselves at home. So when I do it, it hurts. It's just nice to take a break from that sometimes.
Oh, man. See, but I am that person because I hate going to the... I hate the dentist so much. The
Who
sounds...
Doesn't? Who doesn't, though?
And like the, everything happening in your mouth and you have like... No, they don't let you like swallow anything. Well, they just suck it all out. So you're just, oh.
Since the advent of the TVs above the chair that you lay in for the dentist, it's I found it to be a much more pleasant experience. And
on you ever worry that TV is going to fall on your face?
No.
No?
No, okay. It's a flat screen. It's not like it's a CRT.
Oh, see, I go to an old dentist. They have the tube TVs just hanging from a string right
my
above your head.
Mine doesn't even have that.
And, oh, no?
No.
Yeah, you got to get with a fancy dentist,
and
like dentist Mahoney.
And dentist, oh, yeah, my dentist. Yeah, he's actually a pretty good guy. Yeah. But I will say, dentists have gotten, like, smart, too, to get guys, because we're so dumb and we don't want to take care of ourselves. Because, I mean, I went, what? 10 years almost, 8-10 years yeah. without going to a dentist.
You're kidding me.
No, I didn't. And then the only reason I went is because my dentist, he drug me in. He like literally like, you know, became friends with him and he like drug me into his practice. But I will say since I've been going, one of the things that I noticed, it's like he always has like the best looking dental assistants.
Well, yeah, that's
like that's such a smart move.
Well, I also think that the like the dental hygienist field is loaded with attractive younger women. Maybe I'm just inaccurate on that, but I mean, per capita, it seems like
it's like a high ratio.
Like 8 out of 10 that are in that field are good looking.
Yeah, one of my best friends is very, very, very good looking, and she is a dental hygienist.
See?
So I did go and don't think I ever really put that 2 and 2 together, but yeah. Maybe it's a correlation of like the vanity of a smile, like how you are like into teeth and into smiles. Like maybe it's like that kind of thing. I don't know.
And there's a lot of money in the field too, you know, so I guess that makes sense.
It's a good paying job, yeah, but yeah. I'm saying like.
It's a good paying job and you don't have to.
You,
don't
I mean,
like, you have great teeth. I'm so shocked that it took you 10 years to get in.
Well, I mean, he did Invisalign and all that stuff too. I mean, just pretty recently.
Yeah, I mean like two years ago.
Yeah.
Went through that, but it, I would say that you don't want a dude like me sticking like a rubber glove down your face and, you know, trying to do the little scraping thing.
Nah. I do hate when there's a dentist Dainty. That comes in and they're like, hey, how's it going? You know, I haven't seen you in a couple of months and they want to chat it up and you're like, I can't talk right now.
No, they just do that
and
to laugh.
And start gleeting everywhere.
Yeah, clink.
they're just messing with you.
Eric said driving an hour and a half out of town to work every day. Don't miss that.
Oh.
I mean, if you're driving an hour and a half out, then you got to drive an hour and a half back in. Oh, man, what a nightmare.
Ray said counting the hundreds, and I mean hundreds of vaccines in the fridge. I work in PEDs, although I am so OCD that I have to line them up perfectly. I'll take a picture so I can show you what I'm talking about, but it just drives me crazy having to do that every single day.
That many items, whatever it is, and if you do have a slight case of OCD, yeah, no, that's probably not the feel for you, man.
Annalee said, I am a stay-at-home mom, so I'm up at 6:30, still making breakfast, still wiping asses, still breaking up fights. I'm pretty sure my husband would say traffic or maybe getting up early, possibly. Mrs. Shift Supervisor, but I wouldn't know, because that's true, man. Like, my wife, there is no off days for her.
Well, she'll have off days once all the kids are in school. Yeah. And you'll have a couple hours to yourself.
Kind of, but like that's what I mean. Like even on the weekends, they're still up at 6 o'clock ready to party.
And whenever they're at school, you're still doing all the things because they're getting older and they're making like bigger and larger messes. So you're like you're probably like still catching up on tons of stuff.
You gotta learn to clean up after yourself. Gotta learn to clean
do your
up.
Own laundry.
If you're big enough to make
and
that
you are. You are almost 40 and you haven't learned how to clean up after yourself.
I blame my mom. She shouldn't have done it for me for so many years.
you're the worst.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Blamed your mom for you being a slob.
It's too awesome.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So when you have a day off, what do you miss the least? How about this one? I work in the north part of the state, listen to you guys, and I have to wake up at 4:30 every day to go to the mines. So I wake up at 4:30, have to take the bus to the mine, and I don't get back to my house until after 5 p.m. every day.
Oh, my God.
So you're talking like 13-hour days working in a mine, along with the travel that's involved in there.
Oof.
Taking a bus and all that. Like, that sounds... exhausting.
Well, but the one good thing.
Doing the Lord's work out there.
I would say the good thing about that is that if you are working that much, it's much harder to spend a lot of money.
True. True.
Because you're too tired to go spend your money on anything.
Yeah, you just want to sit down on the couch and chill.
But, man, I mean, you're there. It's a 12-hour day every day.
Yep.
That is wild. Well,
Heather said that blanket alarm. I wake up early anyways, but it's so nice not to hear the damn alarm. Marty just said,
do you hate? Is there a sound, though, that you hate more than the alarm? Is there any sound that you hate more than the sound of your alarm?
Styrofoam on styrofoam.
Oh, cardboard on cardboard.
Chalk. I feel like those are annoying sounds, but I don't hate them.
The knife on the plate.
Because I'm always awake when I hear those. Like not those things aren't sounds that will wake me from a beautiful sleep or a dream.
What about your fire alarm?
Fire alarm is pretty close. The in the middle of the night, the boop, and then it just like doesn't stop ever. And then you got to get a ladder at 2 in the morning and you're in socks and you're like, this is how, you know.
And then you climb up the ladder and you realize that it's the wrong one.
Yeah, you're like, this is how Dusty Rhodes went. Yeah. You know, and you're like, if they took Dusty Rhodes this way, who am I?
Kevin, who listens to us in the Chicago area, said getting up and leaving the house, it was snowy and windy and below 30 all day.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't drive, especially if you're living in the city, right? So you're walking in that snow.
Yeah. Oh. Man, there's something to be said about looking at the people walking in downtown Chicago in the dead of winter because, like you said, driving is way more inconvenient, but the only other option is to walk, even if you're going to one of the subways, you still have to walk to that, right? And so you see these people just bundled up where like every last inch of their body is covered.
It's funny, too, because whenever you see professionals, they always like they're wearing, because you can't wear your dress shoes. Obviously, you're going to get like the salt is going to ruin them. And so you're packing like your snowshoes or whatever else that you're have some tread on them.
Yeah.
Pulling them out of your work bag later on, changing your shoes, unbundling yourself.
It's been cold in the Midwest, man.
And in the Northeast, too, you know? I mean, that is the reason why I could never live in a major metropolitan area where it snows badly.
Where you couldn't drive?
I
could.
Never.
There's enough. There's easier ways to get warm than there are to get hot, unhot.
Hot. I'll take hot all day long.
The Clark County School District Police Department... Is this really their page?
What?
Posted on our Facebook and said the parents, it really is, the parents driving through our school zones. Come check out our page and see for yourself. So when they have a day off, they said the parents zipping through the school zones way too fast.
Who does that?
All sorts of people.
You're a parent. You should know about reckless
the rules don't apply to me, so I'm going to make this illegal U-turn, or I'm going to go 50 in a 25.
Nothing tilts me more than that.
Or especially driving since past the buses. Dad.
Like, oh, man, you see somebody driving past a bus. Like, you're doing is not that important.
Or just even zipping through neighborhoods. That drives me insane, too. You don't know who's playing out on the streets.
I know, man. It's a neighborhood.
No, I'm with them 100% on this. Like, the parents, everybody's in a hurry. Everybody's trying to drop their kids off or pick their kids up.
Pay attention.
Be safe.
Yep.
Because you wouldn't want your kid getting run over by some idiot who's in a hurry.
Carla said, I wouldn't even know because I work in the service industry, so I work every freaking holiday, and it's nothing but Karens all day long.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You ever pull a Christmas shift at the old Outback Steakhouse?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was hit and miss, though.
Some people would feel bad for you.
Yes, so you would get like 50% or even mm-hmm. crazier. So it's like, when I was younger, I loved working those because you knew that like this is going to be a pretty good day because you get like a little sob story, song and dance.
You're like, oh, my. This is probably my grandma's last Christmas.
I wish I could see you.
Wish we could afford her medicine.
Here's your blooming onion.
Then they overtip and you're like, beer money.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So when you have a day off, maybe it's Veterans Day, maybe it's whatever, just any 3-day weekend, what do you miss the least about having that day off? That's part of your daily grind. Ashley said, just fighting with my youngest to get ready for school in the morning. See, like for me, it has never been a problem for the wife to get our 3-year-old ready for school because she's a social kid. So she looks forward to school. But at night, it's getting her to eat dinner. Like she just doesn't like to eat that much. She'll snack on stuff, but whenever it's like a formal, like let's sit down and have dinner.
She's like, hell no.
And so I have to threaten her with I'm going to text Santa Claus and tell him you're not eating.
You got Santa's number?
Yeah, actually I do. There's a... For all you parents out there, since all the kids are in school, You'll appreciate this.
You're gonna share Santa's number with them?
Hell yeah, I am. There is a Santa app, and it's called Message from Santa. And so you put in the kid's name and details about them, and then
it goes directly to Santa.
No, he'll call and he'll be like, "Is this Sienna?"
What?
And then she'll go, "Yes." And he goes, "If I remember correctly, you really like Dora the Explorer and chocolate." And she's like, "Yeah, that's right." It's like, "Well, I've heard that you've been," and then you can select if they've gone on the nice list, the naughty list, and why. Like, you ate dinner, you got ready for school, all that stuff.
You're ratting your kid out to Santa.
Oh my gosh.
One time, I put her on the naughty list.
Oh no.
And it broke my heart. Like, she looked at me and she's like, "Oh," like tears in her eyes. And I'm like, "That never again. Never again. No, can't do it."
Playing you like a fiddle.
But yeah.
Playing you like a fiddle. It's
called Message from Santa, and it is.
Is it a paid app or is it free?
I think, I mean, maybe it's like $4 or something for like a one time. Totally worth it. And this time of year, you get like 2 months of use out of, instead of having to argue with your kid about stuff, just, I'm going to call Santa.
Right now.
But you could also just set it up where it's like, it's not obvious, where you're like, you set it for Santa to call in 3 minutes.
Oh, right.
And so it'll just ring and it has like Santa's picture on your phone and the whole bit.
What?
It's pretty awesome, man.
He must absolutely know when you're being naughty or nice. He's calling us
right
now.
He's calling. I'm going to text him. I'm going to text him.
I've been naughty.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, not again.
Listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Did you leave that crop right there?
Don't ask.
Pull your pants up, sir.
Where's my mask?
Here, my. Cover your ears.
Julio's joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Julio? How you doing, man?
Good. How you guys doing?
Excellent. So I've got three songs for you that are all popular alternative songs that you've heard many times over the years. They're just covered by other people, so you have to try to figure out what they are. The artist and the song. If you get both, you get a full point. Artist or the song, you get a half point. You get 2 out of 3, you win, okay?
Okay.
And you've heard this game before, right?
Yes.
So you're familiar with how it works. How do you do when you're sitting in the car and playing?
Usually when I don't call, I do pretty well. We'll see what happens when I call.
All right. Here we go with number one, a full 30 seconds of each song. So let the full 30 seconds play out before you make your guess. Here is number one.
When you were here before, could look you in the eyes, you're just like angel, your skin make me cry. You look like a bitter in a beautiful world. I wish.
All right, we'll stop it right there. Beautiful, first off, like an angel.
That was amazing.
What do you have for us?
Singing Radiohead Creep.
Yeah, that's a full point for you.
That is hell of a rendition, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, the guy had a good voice.
No, he didn't.
I'm a...
You don't think so?
That's all I hear.
It was very staccato.
Are we sure that wasn't Tom York translated into another language? Was that English what we were hearing?
I'm not even sure what that was.
All right, here we go. You got a full point. You can actually win it right here if you get a full point on this one. Let's give it a shot. And that's 30 seconds.
Nirvana. And I don't know the name of the song.
Okay, well.
Half point.
That was Nirvana, Come As You Are. All right. So we're going to the third one. You got to get at least a half point here. Good luck to you. It all comes down to this.
I was going to go to work. Then I got high. Yeah. I just got a new promotion. Then I got high.
Yeah.
Now I'm selling flowers, and I know why. Because I got high, because I got high, because I got high. I was gonna go to court before I got high.
I was going to pay my child support.
All right, that's 30 seconds for the win.
No idea who sings it, but I got high. Then I got high.
Close enough.
That's close.
Are we going to go? Do we have a bonus one?
We do have a bonus one.
I feel like
one,
he's done an all right job.
You've done a pretty good job. It's because I got high. So.
And it is the greatest performer from the early aughts, Afro Man.
I've seen him live.
I have too. And there was about 50 people there.
Same. And there was so much contact high in that crowd. Good night. Mm-hmm.
All right. So we have a bonus here, and I think you're going to do pretty well in the bonus. I'm not sure, but I think. Just looking for a half point here, okay?
Okay.
I just want you to know I found out a reason for me to change who I used to be. A reason to start over new. And the reason is you. I'm sorry.
Ah, what a ballad that
Ooh,
was.
Emma Fields.
Takes you back, doesn't it?
Sure does.
I know the song. I don't even know. I'm going to guess Hurt You, but I don't really know the name of the song. I know the song.
He's not a perfect person.
And blank is you. As the reason by the old time classic Hoobastank.
Hoobastank.
All time classic.
All time classic.
That's the David Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's a classic.
Stop stories. Here's what's making news.
So I love this so much. I don't like hackers, but I love when hackers kind of employ social justice. An anonymous hacker infiltrated a well-known neo-Nazi website and published members' sensitive information online. The massive data dump of Iron March occurred last week and included emails, IP addresses, usernames, and private messages that they were sending back and forth of at least 1,000 individuals.
Wow.
Good.
Yeah, so basically outing all of these racists that, you know, were involved in all sorts of, you know, different colleges and the military and everything else, and just sort of revealing them for who they actually are.
Good.
They're bad people. You're just racist, you know?
Yeah. How many of these people are going to be like, no, I was just
no, we got the messages, though.
Just pretending.
Yeah, we've got the messages, though. I do get a little concerned with the IP addresses, because can't you trace back, like, their actual, like, homes from the IP address and, like, their location, like...
Yeah, but that's kind of on you, though. I mean, if you're online doing awful, hateful stuff,
I agree.
I don't really care. I don't care if you get outed.
Yeah, I'm not a huge proponent of violence, but punch a Nazi in the face. I got no problem with that. Yeah, you know, our great grandparents did it. You know what? We should do it too.
Yeah.
There's no place in the world for that kind of hate.
I guess I just get nervous for their families, because what happens if they're just the evil ones?
You don't go after their families. You go after them.
But people are just...
No, there's lines, though. You know, I mean, and very rarely would you see somebody, I don't think at least, going to somebody's house like this and causing a scene. But them getting fired?
Absolutely needs
from their
to happen.
Job?
Yeah.
Yep. See you later.
Above. Yep.
This guy, total monster. Curious your take on this, Audrey. A Virginia doctor was arrested on Friday for allegedly performing unnecessary surgical procedures on women without their knowledge or consent.
I think I'm pretty sure whenever I put this in a prep, I think I said something to the effect of, this man's the devil and needs to be fired immediately.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to be fired. He needs to be put in jail.
Locked for up. Life.
He is a 69-year-old doctor from Chesapeake. He was arrested Friday and charged with one count of healthcare fraud, making false statements relating to healthcare matters. He was ordered held without bond until a detention hearing on Thursday. In one instance, he tied a woman's fallopian tubes, an operation that denied her the possibility of conceiving a child naturally without her knowledge or consent.
Yeah, that is unbelievable.
Who in the F would ever do that?
It's some guy who's got a God complex.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a piece of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, we don't practice eugenics in this company, in this country. We just don't.
Ian, did you just respond that? On the text line?
What? Oh, yeah, I did.
What? Somebody asked what Hoobastank has been up to lately, and Ian responded, you know, stankin'.
There we go. We transition from punching Nazis to locking up these god degenerate complex Virginia doctors doctor. To what's Hoobastank up to?
Somebody texted us what Hoobastank has been up to. Real important. Been stanking it up.
Okay. Real important stuff.
So Japan has banned women from wearing glasses. Like, this is the strangest story ever. I've always thought it, and I've, you know, I've been to Japan, a great place.
Yep.
But I've always thought of it as a pretty progressive country. So this is fairly surprising to me. There's purportedly a ban on glasses worn by female employees in Japan, and it sparked a widespread backlash. Local media reported that some companies have prohibited eyewear, was saying that the female employees seem cold when they wear glasses. Audrey wearing glasses
I'm
right now.
I'm actually wearing glasses like at this very moment. Do I seem cold? And I actually just am wearing them so you don't see all of the tears from Alex Trebek. And
okay, so Audrey actually has cried twice today during the show. Once on air, the other time because Mahoney showed her a video of volcanoes that wanted to love
Dave,
each other.
It's a Pixar short called Lava. You've never seen it, you heartless bastard. You don't know
they
what
just
it's
wanted
like.
To be in love.
That's right.
They're volcanoes. They're not.
But you're saying volcanoes don't have feelings?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
These volcanoes do.
No, they don't. They don't.
Okay, it's a okay. I'm just saying I'm emotional and squishy on the inside.
I'm glad you're wearing glasses so I don't have to see all of the tears from all the volcano movies you've been watching. Over.
It's a Pixar short, man. It's a Pixar short. It's on Disney Plus.
So good.
Which is
Disney Plus? Yeah, again, available now.
We're plugging.
They're not paying us, but I just bought it.
Of course. Of course you did. I would have expected you actually would have pre-ordered it. But
well, I had the app download last night, but I didn't have my wallet next to me.
Not the first time that Japan has... You didn't want to get up and go get it?
Hell no.
You don't have it like saved onto your phone?
No, I was putting it on my Apple TV.
Doesn't that suck when you're like ordering something on Amazon and for whatever reason like your debit card or something has expired and then you realize that your card's all the way in the other room in your pants and you're like, well, I guess I'm not going to order this life-saving device after all. There's no way I'm getting up right now.
Nope.
Not going to happen. This is not the first time that Japan has caused controversy for demanding what women can and cannot wear, specifically in the workplace. In March, women rallied against the requirement to wear makeup, while this summer an online petition went viral demanding a mandatory ban on dress codes for women.
Yeah,
I didn't know it was like that over in Japan. Did you?
No. I didn't know either. I know that there's some stuff going on with the, like the young people over in Japan are just not, they're not getting into relationships. They're not having sex. There's some.
It's like 30% of.
I thought it was higher than that.
I thought it was around 30% of 18 to 32-year-olds are virgins that have no interest in having sex. Which is kind of crazy.
You know,
between the ages of 18 and 32,
there should be. If there is not a dress code for men, there should not be a dress code for women.
Period.
I think businesses, should have.
Of course there shouldn't be.
What is this, like 1912? No, wherever we're not allowed to wear. We have to wear dresses and skirts.
Well, they were talking about making skirts mandatory as well, which is, it's just insane, like, how you can be a pretty progressive country but still kind of be so backwards in many ways.
Crazy. And finally, the world's most expensive watch, a $30 million watch,
Shut
has
up.
Sold in Switzerland.
To who?
At a charity auction.
Somebody trying to launder money?
Actually, it's won by a private telephone bidder at the Four Seasons Hotel in Geneva on Saturday, is expected to sell for around $2.56 million, but smashed the previous record. And they're saying that the money raised from the sale of the world record watch is going to charity. So 50 of the watches created by the only watch charity sale on Saturday included the record breaker, raised $38.7 million for research in a particular type of MS known as DMD. It's a rare genetic disorder that causes progressive muscle denigration. And so the idea that somebody just called in and bid $30 million on a watch and it's all going to charity is pretty awesome.
If it's real.
It's real?
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be a pretty...
No,
that'd
I mean, the call. People do terrible things, but like that's a significant jump. Like,
I mean, they thought it was going to sell for $2.56 million.
And it goes for 30.
Goes for 30.
Hey, donate money to MS research. It's a horrible, awful disease, but this seems a little
too
wonky
good to
me.
Be true.
Yeah,
I mean, they have to vet these, right? It's not like you're just like waiting for the phone to ring and anyone on the other side is like, 30 million. And they're like, sold.
I hope not.
Or is it that easy?
Why are you going to be such a skeptic, man? This is a good thing. $30 million raised for MS.
I'm saying I hope
you're
it's true.
You're over here like, no, it's some crank yanker. It's Adam Carolla and Jimmy Kimmel.
I mean,
just messing with him.
Ralph Garman called the president of France.
Yeah, that's pretty funny if you didn't hear that.
Yeah.
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 This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
They got in a lot of trouble for that.
Yeah, world leaders don't find it quite as funny when you prank them as...
when you pretend to be Jerry Lee Lewis.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Jerry Lewis.
That wasn't he? Pretend to be Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning. So who out of all of you, in each of your opinions, has the worst smelling gas? I'm talking mouth and bottom gas. Who do you think has the worst smelling gas? I'm going to go as far as saying that Audrey does, because she likes to drink. And that leads to terrible meals, and thus leads to terrible gas.
Message deleted.
I mean, nobody's fart smell awesome.
Well, and I mean, it's not exclusive to Audrey, unfortunately.
Yeah, all
the liking
drink.
To drink and eat like a-holes on the weekend. But yeah, Mahoney regularly talks about, you know, his wife violently kicking him because it's so awful in bed, which who does that purposely in bed?
You know what she has been doing lately? And it has got me not annoyed, but it's perturbed.
Mm, yes.
So we've been
a classier way of saying you're annoying me.
Yeah. the married way of saying annoyed.
I still say annoyed.
So we've been, you know, sleeping in bed. And she's been, like, kicking me to, like, stop snoring or, like, hey, turn over, you're snoring. She is dreaming that I am snoring and then getting mad at me for snoring. Like, I was dead awake. Like, I was on my phone, and I'm, like, just, you know, like, couldn't sleep, and I'm on my phone, and she's like, stop snoring. I'm like, you know, she's...
Yeah, I'm not.
You are dreaming... She is having dreams that I am snoring.
Those are nightmares.
And now I'm getting accused of snoring while she's dreaming.
I love that so much.
Unacceptable.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I've been really hating these damn Golden Knights. I'm like their biggest fan and their worst fan. But like, how does that work? Do I have the rights to talk crap about these guys when they go and mess up like they have been? I suck.
Message deleted.
So they've lost 5 out of their last 6. It's a long season. Look, as Vegas Golden Knights fans, we are exceptionally spoiled because our team really has never gone on like a long losing streak.
We've made
or had
the playoffs
like
100% of the time.
More losing seasons, you know, than you care to remember, like most team fans have to deal with across the country. So you got to take the bad with the good, my friend.
But if you are a, you know, I think it's like talking trash about your own. Like, you don't appreciate when somebody else does it.
No.
Like, if you're talking to somebody outside the family or the friend group is talking about your friends or family, like, oh, hell no. But you can't.
Let's just not be fair weather fans.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Support them. You can be hard. Tough love.
Yeah, sure.
And it's fine. Again.
Wish that they were better. Sure. Just like everyone in your life.
And even then, it's a long season.
It's a long season.
Plenty of time.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, do any of you just go crazy trying to find those covers for Cover Your Ears? I can imagine it's pretty taxing on the ears to hear all that crap. I'm so sorry.
Message deleted.
Ian actually says that out of all of the stuff that we do on the show, including like him going out and talking to these people that have warrants for manslaughter
who
in California.
Ready to murder him at a moment's notice.
That Cover Your Ears is probably the toughest.
Yes, it is. And it's the most time consuming. And definitely hurts at the end of the day after I get one of those segments together, just because the amount of terrible audio I have to hear just makes my ears ring.
There needs to be a feature on YouTube that you can search by least amount of views.
I would love that. That would help me significantly.
Lowest rated least amount of views.
Yeah, YouTube.
That's where I want to live on the internet.
Yeah, YouTube. Instead of putting all your power into taking away people's Gmail accounts that have ad blockers, start focusing on highlighting some of the turds on your platform.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
The real stars.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I'm going to feel embarrassed about this for probably the next couple of days. There's this dude I work with, and we were just passing in the hall, I said hi, and I put my hand out for a handshake, and this dude comes at me with a fist for a fist bump, and we did the weird hand thing where we tried to switch it up, but it just ended up in us touching hands awkwardly, and I'm gonna go die now.
Message deleted.
No, you just did the Thanksgiving turkey.
Nah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah, when you fist bump somebody, and it looks like a do it right now to yourself if you're wondering what I'm trying to do. Put your fist up against your hand, and it's the turkey.
Can we just do away with handshakes?
You want to do away with handshakes altogether?
Straight fist bump. Let's all just nothing but fist bump.
Yeah.
Or even the elbow bump.
It is
kind
of
a dude thing to do, though.
It's kind of creepy when you shake somebody's hand and it's sweaty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? You're like,
yes, I do.
What are you doing with that?
You're like, hey, man.
But they get insecure about that, man. Like, that sucks for them.
That's why you go fist bump or the elbow bump.
So
the elbow bump
I'm just supposed to go fist bumping you all the time now?
Yes, I would be more than happy. I feel like...
When's the last time you shook his hand?
I don't know.
Try shaking his hand right now.
My hands start sweating as soon as you said that.
No, we're not going to start this whole thing again.
You see how awkward it is?
No, my hands are kind of sweaty.
Okay, so here's a challenge for you today. Shake someone's hand at a totally inappropriate time at some point throughout the
day
today.
That's how you get called into HR, man.
It's shaking their hand.
Yes.
No, inappropriate. Yeah. Unasked for touching.
Are you worried that your hands are sweaty now?
They are.
Are they really?
No, they're not. Yeah, they're sweaty.
How sweaty?
I mean, like, it's kind of hot in here.
Shake her hand, Mahoney.
Shake
her hand.
The palm of my hands.
No, don't. Oh.
It's like a slip and slide.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's like a sweat and slide.
It's so dramatic. It's not that sweaty.
Yeah.
That's hot yoga, sweat and slide.
That's how I got my husband.
Congratulations.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So a report from a healthcare company that you may have heard of, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and risk management company called Moody's Analytics suggests that poor health habits and patterns could hamper the future prosperity of millennials and lead to long-term consequences for the U.S. economy. Specifically, analysts found that if health trends continue at this rate, millennials could see a reduction of $4,500 per year in their income by 2027. This could impact millennials' overall ability to keep up with the earning power of other generations. So basically, because millennials treat their bodies like dumpsters, they're going to earn less.
So it's just like with us going out and like eating fast food and that's like what we're spending this $4,500 on in the course of a year, like instead of just like making food at home.
Higher
going
blood
to the grocery
pressure,
store.
Type 2 diabetes, high cholesterol, nicotine dependence at age 35. It's actually higher than Generation X, which is pretty surprising considering that it seemed like before all the, you know, flavored vapes came along, at least, that smoking had almost
died out.
Other than when people get drunk, it kind of gone away, right?
Yeah.
It was down significantly.
Who just won't kick the habit. Sorry, buddy.
Hey, why you got to throw me under the bus like that?
He's old
I don't think it's a secret.
He's old school.
I'm a classic.
I'm a classic. I feel like this is kind of a garbage report, though, because I feel like every generation, the reason why it's like there's healthier, boomers or the silent generation or Gen Xers is because those are the ones who are still alive. You know how many have died? All the ones who didn't take care of themselves have died.
I think that it's kind
of... That's why it's like, oh, look at us. No, those are the ones who took care of themselves. It's just like every generation, you know, like pretty much from here on out, we, there's going to be lazy people and there's going to be not lazy people. And there's people who care and don't.
I think that it's kind of impressive, though, if you ever look at your bank statement or your bank account, like, because, you know, we just aimlessly swipe. And if you were to tally up, because we're inching towards the end of 2019, if you were to look through everything that you probably spent money on instead of going to the grocery store and like going and like comparing the two.
My card.
Especially this year. I mean, with how prevalent the, you know, Postmates and Uber Eats and all that stuff has become.
Skyrocketing.
How much do you think you know?
I don't know exactly how much I've spent on
Postmates.
But I would say probably at least $5,000.
Yeah, so
maybe more.
You're off millennial. By 1.2 million.
Okay, so at least $5,000, which is way under. Yeah. I think you're more in like the 10 to 15 range.
Definitely.
Ian, Google. Can we see Postmates total? Total spend?
I don't think you can Google
that.
Wait,
what? Yours?
No, I mean, but is there a way to do it?
Is that public?
Are you the world record holder or something? What
should
you
I file a Freedom of Information Act like thing right now?
Like the greatest total of like person who's ever Postmated? Is that what you're asking?
No, I was saying like, is there a way to like, because
I think that was Post Malone last year. Like, I'm not kidding. I think it was like, he was like the number one person who ever Postmated as of 2018.
That's where he got his name.
They don't do.
It was just Malone before.
One of the things. So going back to, I mean, here's mine going back to May. You know, and there's probably like 20, 30 orders on there going back to May.
And that's is that your primary app that you order through?
Yeah, I stopped using DoorDash because they're garbage, and I don't use Grubhub just because I never installed it.
Yeah, so I mean, just like eating out alone, you could save what this article is saying.
My credit card, my bank card, they have a entertainment.
It does that little thing where a little diagram.
And entertainment
it's like
is
78% of the,
That's where all my bills is like 20%, and then the other rest is like entertainment food. And food.
How much? Okay, so since we're coming to the end of the year, how much do you think you've spent this year? There's a question for all of you on alcohol.
A lot. Not even because I've drank a lot, but because I buy...
You buy people drinks and all that stuff.
Yeah, and I buy expensive bottles of whiskey for my office.
Ballpark.
Yeah.
$10,000?
Ballpark? Yeah.
Wow. $1,000 a month?
Yeah.
Audrey?
I mean, easy.
Easy $10,000?
No, like $1,000 a month. Yeah.
Well, it'd be more than $10,000 on the year, then.
On the year? Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. Like, because, like, I mean, if you think about it, just Las Vegas is just kind of expensive in comparison to, like, going back home. I spent, like $100 on booze for the entire weekend.
When we go to Chicago, we spend at least a grand
each.
It's
just expensive. Yeah, it's expensive to go out.
Expensive weekend.
Yeah, that's, like, the most expensive weekend of the year outside of, you know, when I go on cruises.
Yeah.
But
you always get
Ian, how much do you think you spend?
Dave, I don't want to talk about that either, man. It's got to be well over $10,000. I would say close to $20,000.
Yeah, Jesus. I mean, that's our primary source of, like, entertainment.
I'm so sad.
Imagine if we all
got sober.
No.
Like, how rich we would be. I don't even know what I'd do with the money.
I would be so bored.
I always think if I have enough money, I'm going to go get bottle service. But I never do.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I mean, outside the videos you see on, like, Instagram and Facebook and stuff of the show, you don't really see me. You don't see me at my job. The only people who see me are you guys.
Now, you're on national TV. What are you talking about? You're going to be on TV on...
Man, I forgot about that.
So Mahoney is... He was making an excuse for not getting in shape as to that nobody ever sees him, even though every day there's cameras here in the studio and all that gets pushed out through social media. And then he's going to be on national TV on a specific day this week is what we're looking for. So there's a specific day this week that Mahoney's going to be on national TV. What is that?
I just forgot, man. I forgot about that.
How do you forget about that? You just did it.
Yeah. I mean, it's in the past, Dave.
You just filmed it on Saturday.
I look forward.
All right. 702-791-1075. It's a couple of days away, my friend. So when is Mahoney going to be on national TV? 702-791-1075. First person to have the correct answer. Tickets to go see MGMT. They're coming to Las Vegas again over at the Pearl inside the Palms on Thursday, November 21st. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Brandon.
Brandon, what's the correct answer?
Friday.
Friday is right. Congrats.
I also just realized something. So we do the commentating for Tough Enough, and they are on BN Sports, and you know, yes, it is nationally and internationally televised. It is.
That's right.
I wear the same suit and shirt
every time that you do it
because I only wear a suit like once a month for the fights.
Just get different shirts.
But it's like it's always one that's like always, you know, like the non wrinkle one that is always.
And then you wear the purple shirt.
Yeah,
I hadn't noticed.
Yeah. I just realized that.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.